The champ is here.
I have arrived.
The champ is here.
Holla.
The champ is here.
The champ I'm a killer with the first verse.
The
and I'm a bury him with the second.
The champ is here.
What?
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, play and see.
The champ is here.
Hate is off when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Y'all drop when they see what I do. I'm addicted to success. There's no rehab. Try to cure my addiction, I'll relapse. They want me to fall now and stop rap. You still hating on me? Homie, we off that. I got that you know new flow. Okay, let's go. Credentials so overweight that they call me sumo. Mr. Jones, nobody could ever hold this. My words soak through your veins. Call that shit osmosis. Number one greatest, all time hated. Still outspoken, I'm my all time favorite. Almost famous, me, I'm never nameless. Unsigned hype, ain't no other way to state this. Number one record, number one draftee. A one man show, one man army. Your hands can't hit what your eyes can't see. Man, float like a butterfly, sing like me. Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boys, play to see.
The champ is here.
Hate to talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Jaws drop when they see what I do.
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boys, play to see.
The champ is here.
Hate to talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Jaws drop when they see what I do. So fresh, so straight back, no fiction. Number one spots, I don't like contradictions. Illest MC, Dr. Phil couldn't fix him. The answer to your problem, I 76 them. So what if they don't like me, I just fix my agenda. If you ain't with me by now, I suggest that you surrender. A 2012, the haters and I end they conjectures. This ain't Monday Night Raw, I ain't no pretender. Break the unbreakable, do the impossible. Swag so unique, no one else can make it rockable. I'm highly unstoppable, beating me, that's improbable. Don't try to cut me off, see my style ain't incroppable. Blindly, try me, on top is where you find me. Fade away, haters like Jordan in the 90s. I'm like an underdog, your boy can't guard. Not even Michael Vick could keep me in this backyard. Thinking that you're better than me?
The champ is here!
Nah, boys, play the scene.
The champ is here!
Haters talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here!
Jaws drop when they see what I do.
The champ is here!
Thinking that you're better than me?
The champ is here!
Nah, boys, play the scene.
The champ is here!
Haters talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here!
Sit back and just watch what I do.
Rise and shine. 6 a.m. and your hand can't make it to the alarm clock before the voices in your head start telling you that it's too early, too dark, and too cold to get out of bed. Aching muscles lie still in rebellion, pretending not to hear your brain commanding them to move. A legion of voices are shouting their unanimous permission for you to hit the snooze button and go back to dreamland. But you didn't ask their opinion. The voice you've chosen to listen to is one of defiance. A voice that says there was a reason you set that alarm in the first place. So sit up, put your feet on the floor, and don't look back, because we've got work to do. Welcome to the grind. For what is each day but a series of conflicts between the right way and the easy way? 10,000 streams fan out like a river delta before you, each one promising the path of least resistance. Thing is, you're headed upstream. And when you make that choice, when you decide to turn your back on what's comfortable and safe and what some would call common sense, well, that's day one. From there, it only gets tougher. So just make sure this is something you want, because the easy way out will always be there, ready to wash you away. All you have to do is pick up your feet. But you aren't going to, are you? With each step comes the decision to take another. You're on your way now, but this is no time to dwell on how far you've come. You're in a fight against an opponent you can't see, but oh, you can feel him on your heels, can't you? Feel him breathing down your neck. You know what that is? That's you. Your fears, your doubts, and insecurities all lined up like a firing squad, ready to shoot you out of the sky. But don't lose heart. While they're not easily defeated, they are far from invincible. Remember, this is the grind, the battle royale between you and your mind, your body, and the devil on your shoulders telling you that this is just a game, this is just a waste of time, your opponents are stronger than you. Drown out the voice of uncertainty with the sound of your own heartbeat. Burn away your self-doubt with the fire that's beneath you. Remember what we're fighting for, and never forget that momentum is a cruel mistress. She can turn on a dime with the smallest mistake. She is ever searching for the weak place in your armor, that one tiny thing you forgot to prepare for. So as long as the devil is hiding the details, the question remains, is that all you got? Are you sure? And when the answer is yes, when you've done all you can to prepare yourself for battle, then it's time to go forth and boldly face your enemy, the enemy within. Only now you must take that fight into the open, into hostile territory. You're a lion in a field of lions, all hunting the same elusive prey with a desperate starvation that says victory is the only thing that can keep you alive. So believe that voice that says you can run a little faster and you can throw a little harder, and that for you, the laws of physics are merely a suggestion. Luck is the last dying wish of those who want to believe that winning can happen by accident. Sweat, on the other hand, is for those who know it's a choice. So decide now, because destiny waits for no man. And when your time comes and 1,000 different voices are trying to tell you you're not ready for it, listen instead to that lone voice of dissent. The one that says you are ready. You are prepared. It's all up to you now. So rise and shine.
So rise and shine, rise and shine, rise and shine. What's up? What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome to The Grind, the realest show ever, man. This is the show, ladies and gentlemen. We know what we're going to do. We're going to do some unscripted conversation. We're most certainly going to say some things on this show that people aren't going to like, but some things on this show that people are going to absolutely love. And hopefully what will happen is people will apply some of the things that they hear on this show, along with some of the other stuff they've heard on other places and things that they believe in, and they can actually do something absolutely amazing with their life, man. So again, welcome everybody that's on Facebook Live. Welcome everybody out there in Blog Talk Radio land. If you want to actually dial into the show, ladies and gentlemen, go ahead and dial in to 646-668-2564, and you'll be able to hit the number one, raise your hand, and have a voice right here, live nationally, internationally, on The Grind, the realest show ever, the show where we bridge gaps around the world, man. So let's jump into this, because I'm excited. Coming off of a great, great weekend, I want to maximize all of the time that we have today to talk about a very, very interesting topic. Not interesting, but a very good topic. Interesting, too. But, you know, realistically, guys, we want to talk about something that's near and dear to my heart, and that's the topic of believe. And I can't even begin to tell you everything that tried to go wrong this morning that I had to fight, that I had to battle against to try and make this show actually happen this morning. I tell you, the devil or the devils are busy. And if you're dialing in right now to Facebook Live, go ahead and say hello, good morning, you know, what's up, whatever it is that you want to say to greet me, man. I love it. I appreciate it. I see you guys coming on. What's going on, Vicky Durr? Hello, how are you this morning? Thank you for being a part of The Grind, the realest show ever. We're talking about believe this morning, ladies and gentlemen, believe. And it's a very simple topic. There are a lot of people, we talk about this every single day. It happens in school. It happens in church. It happens in the home. It happens everywhere. Everybody wants you to believe in them. Believe in something. You know, the old saying says, believe in something or fall for everything, and or stand for something or fall for everything. So we want to get into that topic this morning that's simply saying believe. And we want to really, really simplify the topic today, because it's kind of like one of those words that you say, and you say it kind of haphazardly, or you say it kind of nonchalantly. You say, no, I believe in you. No, I believe in myself. No, I believe in what I'm doing. No, really, I believe. When you say that, what are you really, really saying? All right, I want to break this thing down, because I want us to get it. I want us to understand it, because believe is a very, very powerful word, very powerful word. And if we understand how significant it is in our lives, then we'll probably be further along than we really are. So let's kind of relate this thing to those of us that have kids out there. If you have kids, when they're little kids, even when they get to the point to where they start to get a little older, teenagers, and they get to start being grown and things of that nature, right? But when they're kids, our kids tell us what they want to become in life. And when we see that little kid, it's like, that kid can be anything in life that they want to be. And it's almost like it's a second chance that we have in life to kind of vicariously live our life through our kids or even through someone else's kids, because it's not just you believing in your kids. I mean, you see a kid, you just see a fresh start. You see this child being able to do things that you weren't able to do, right? And some parents even kind of take their kids and try and mold them into what they could not become, instead of letting that child chart their own path and be greater than they were, right? So believing in a child is like believing, should be like believing in yourself. Because when we believe in a child, we tell them, you can be anything you want to be, baby. You can be anything, because they don't have anybody telling them that they can't. They don't have anybody telling them that they won't. They don't have anybody telling them that that's just not possible. They don't have anybody telling them that I don't think you can do that. It's always, yes, you can. Absolutely. That's going to work. Oh, yeah, if you study hard, you can do that. It's yes, 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 yes. Over and over and over again. We believe so intently in the children because they're not tainted yet. They're not at that stage in their life to where they've been, I guess, ostracized to not be the thing that they want to be. So we believe that they can do it because they haven't shown us any negative traits, right? Here's the hate part. Here's the hate part. And we kind of get into this a little bit. And we're gonna jump into more into believe, but I want to set the stage for this today. And Pam is just walking in as well, so I'm gonna bring her on here also. I want to set the stage for this because I think it's important that we understand, you know, how powerful this word is. And when we start talking about believing, especially believing in our children, we see them as empty vessels that we can pour into, and we can help them become the things that we were not able to become. And as we do that in life, our kids are telling us what they want to become, and we're saying, you can do it. All you have to do is believe. Believe. And there's somewhere in between the child that we believe in to the adult that they become, that they lose that level of belief in themselves. The child that wanted to be a doctor is not a doctor. The child that wanted to be a lawyer, the child that wanted to be a pediatrician, the child that wanted to be the next president, the child that wanted to be a firefighter, or whatever the case may be, all of a sudden that child is not doing that thing that they said they wanted to become. So yeah, we know also that, you know, children always state those obvious things, because why? Because it's what the parents kind of instill in them as they're growing up. They think about the most successful careers that they can have, and they say, okay, you want to try to study to be this, this, and this. And the child believes that they can become it, and then 9 times out of 10, as they grow up, they start to realize that, okay, that's going to require this, this, and this, or they realize that that's really not what I want to be. And they start believing in something else. And they start growing up, and they start having people out in America and wherever you are and what country you're in, they have people start to telling them that, no, you can't do that, or you can't do this because of this, this, and this. And what happens is that person starts to grasp their belief, their system of belief, their level of belief, I want to keep it there, their level of belief in themselves on that person, because now they're an adult, right? So now we're all adults at this stage in the game. We've told our kids they can be whatever they be. We're still telling our kids they can be what they want to be. But now we're adults. Now what do we believe in? We've got bills now. We've got people that are depending on us now. We've got We've got all sorts of secondary circumstances. We're taking care of this person. We're taking care of that person. Where everybody is now coming in to our lives, and now we've got all of these other things that we're doing, and our level of belief kind of diminishes because of secondary circumstances. And when those secondary circumstances hit us, it derails what we really believe in. Which brings us to the meat and potatoes of what we really want to talk about today.
I love it.
Is your level of belief. Now that we know where you may have been derailed at, now that we know where things may have gotten shaky at, now it's time to actually put your flag in the ground and say, at this very point is where I start my journey. Because you didn't start. If you haven't believed in something intently enough from this point to move you to where you want to be, then you haven't believed yet. It just hasn't happened. And you guys know me. I'm not going to be that person that's going to sugarcoat things and tell you something that you don't need to hear. I'm going to tell you stuff that you need to hear because it's going to move you forward. So now we're at that point where you've planted your flag in the ground. And now you're saying, where do I go from here? How do I get started? Because we've got all age groups, all levels of people, you know, that are going to see this call. We no longer have that childlike belief anymore, but we should. And this is how we're going to show you guys on the show how to get that childlike belief in yourself, your abilities, and who you are. How to get that back. How to take it back, because you had it once. How to take it back and start to move yourself forward. Ladies and gentlemen, Pam McCray just walked in the house.
Great morning, everybody. Welcome to the grind this morning. Yes, you know, my duties, right? God first, family, and then business and everything else. And so as I'm coming in and I'm listening to Nate this morning talking about belief, you know, one of the subjects that I could tell you is definitely powerful because of the fact, and I hear him talking about that childlike belief, right? And what happens to it? What happens to it? Because you, as a child, you believe that you can be anything. As a child, you believe that, you know, you can grow up and you can conquer the world. And even as a child, many times you do things that once you become an adult, you're like, oh my goodness, did I really do that as a child? Because you sit back and you think, and you look back on some of the things and you're like, wow. And it's because as a child, we are fearless, right? We have these dreams, these goals and desires that we can become all things, that we can do all things, that we are powerful. And then what ends up happening is as life begins to set in, right, as the challenges begin to happen along the way, we end up really forgetting, you know, who we are and what we were created to be. And many times that fear begins to creep in as we get older and we find ourselves literally not becoming all that we could possibly become in life because we forget to believe, right? We forget to believe that we are powerful. We forget that, you know, we have everything on the inside of us in order to move forward. And a lot of things end up not going forward in our life because we allow that fear. Fear is the very thing that crushes our beliefs. And, you know, I put a quote, I put something in our group today with an elite group that we have with our team, basically saying that you are literally stopping and losing thousands of dollars just because of fear. You got to be hungry, right? We say not hungry, but hungry enough to crush that fear, to allow your desires, your dreams to, literally not allow fear to stop us. So when we understand the power of belief, right, and as we're moving into 2020 and we're super excited about the vision that our company has put out to believe, because everything has been groundwork up until this point. And what ends up stopping us in life is because we stop believing. We stop believing in ourselves. We stop believing in our dreams. We stop believing that, yes, we can. We stop believing that. I remember when that song by Marvin Sapp came out and God gave me that in the top of 2000 and in 17, I believe it was, right? Top of 2017 as we were entering a new year. And people may have thought I was crazy, and I still to this day, I get up and I listen to that song, but I would play it all throughout the day. I would go live and I was singing, and y'all know I can't sing. Yes, I can. Yes, I can, because it's something about belief. When you begin to believe in you, you see, belief is going to be the very thing that creates the vision, right? So when you start to believe in the beauty of your dreams, belief is the key that opens up all of the doors. It's the key that leads to every type of success. And it wasn't until the point that I got in life, because I can talk on this subject very passionately, because I was that one, hey, that literally allowed fear to stop me. I wanted success. I wanted to become this and that. But instead of believing in myself, I allowed the fear to conquer the belief that I should have had. But it wasn't until I got sick and tired of being sick and tired to where I had to dig deep and I had to stop the thoughts. I put a quote up today too. You literally, if you just change your thoughts, our thoughts create our world, right? So I had to stop. I had to stop thinking the negative thoughts. I had to stop allowing, you know, the opinions of others and what had been instilled in me from a child to where people talked about me, people laughed at me, you know, things like that, because I was shy, I was quiet, I was that little ugly duckling, you know, all of that. But, you know, and I allowed all that stuff to carry into my adulthood to, you know, allow fear to be the dominating factor in my life. But then I realized that, you know, wait a minute, hold up. God don't create no mess, no junk. Right, creating in his image and in his likeness. And so when I began to understand the power of I am, right, and to begin to speak these things, not to worry about the thoughts, but to crush those thoughts just like that, saying, no, you're not entering in. I got the power to change this situation. Then I began to believe in me. I began to believe in the power that God had put in me. He said, I'm created in his image and in his likeness. So therefore, I got the power to believe that, yes, I can do all things. And as I began to believe and I began to speak affirmations every single day, I felt stupid. But I could tell you, because of the things that I was speaking, I wasn't really believing. But one thing about it, repetition, for real, is the key to all learning. And as you get up every day and you push forward and you now focus, because belief requires you to focus. You can't be all over the place, right? And I began to focus on the things that I could become. I began to focus on the things that I desire to have happen in my life. I began to focus on the fact that, you know what, if I just make a decision to believe in myself, then I could become all things. I can become unstoppable, because fear crushes us. Fear stops us. And so when I got sick and tired of being sick and tired, and I started to speak differently, I started to think differently, I started to walk differently, I started to make sure that I was growing every single day. Every day, that's my favorite word, every day. Because the only time that fear can come in and to crush that belief is when we play games with our future. For real, I don't know no other way to put it out there. When we play games with our future and our life, not realizing that, you know what, every day is a day in which we got the power to conquer it. You know, I'm sorry, I missed that. But that, y'all, you're passionate on this, because I was the one who allowed fear to stop me, didn't believe in myself. And so when you get yourself to the point of saying that, you know what, the only way that I can change things is to make a decision to change things, then that's when you begin to grow and you understand that belief is the key to everything. If you don't believe, then nothing is possible. You have to believe. Whatever it is, you have to believe that you could do it. You have to believe that, yes, it's possible. You have to believe so much to the point that you see it already done. And that's the thing. I used to walk in that moment. Every single thing that we live today, we walked in it long before it ever became our reality. And see, that's a lot of times what ends up happening. We focus on the now. We focus on the situation. We focus on the challenge. Instead of saying, you know what, this challenge is taking me somewhere. I got to believe that, you know what, this is a part of the process that I got to go through in order to grow, in order to become, because I'm obviously not the person that I need to be. So there's something that I'm getting out of this. There's some stretching, because in your comfort zone, you're not going to get to where you need to be. But when you begin to believe and you see yourself already there, already in that moment, and you celebrate, but it takes work. You don't just wake up and be there. You don't. It's
right.
Every day.
Right. Every day.
Every day.
So you don't just wake up and get there. So we're like, we got like four toes across, you know, on the bridge right now. So we started, now we're on the bridge. We got you guys to that point. We're talking about belief today. And it's not so much as your system of belief, it's your level of belief, because you got to, everybody knows you have to believe in something, right? So, you know, if you don't believe in something, they say, if you don't stand for something or believe in something, then
you fall for everything.
You fall for everything, right? So
right.
You got to believe in something. It's if you're like, if you allow everything in life to throw you from one thing to the next, and you never plant your flag, and you never make a stand and believe wholeheartedly, intently in something, then you kind of like stay there. But I want to talk to you guys about what it feels like and what it looks like to actually believe in something, because I think it's a word that's been thrown around a lot, and people don't 100% understand what it is. The first part of belief is that you have to realize that when you believe in something, you're committed and you're consistent with it.
Absolutely.
When you believe in it, you're committed and you're consistent with it. And here's the third part of this, okay? Believe, you're consistent, and you're willing to grow with it. And I think those three parts right there, the commitment piece is, we know, we talk about it all the time. It's, you know, staying in something long and saying you're going to, doing what you said you're going to do long after the moment you said it in has passed. The consistent piece is you understanding what commitment means and staying consistent in it because you have a why.
Right.
Right. And the actual sticking with it piece, you stick with it when you're planted firmly in the commitment and the consistency piece. Because the commitment gets you started, right? The consistency keeps you going. And the overall, the third part of it actually propels you forward, right? Sticking with it. That's how you stick with it, because you're committed to it and you're consistent with it. And I believe if we take those two words, I think they throw us into the ability to be able to stick with something, because you don't say, I don't tell Pam that I'm committed to her and I consistently love her, and then tomorrow I walk out on her because she cut all her hair off, you know, or, you know, I saw something in her nose. Oh, I saw something in your nose. I got to go. No, I mean, that's trivial. I don't want to get into the deep stuff.
Right.
But if you're committed to something, then it's easy to be consistent in it, right? Because the commitment piece encompasses your why. And when you do, and you guys know how Pam and I both feel about the why, and when you think about your why, and that's kind of like stay there for a quick moment.
Mm-hmm.
Because I believe this is important. Because in our industry, we always talk about why, but your why isn't just contained to the industry of direct sales and network marketing.
No,
it's not. Your why is it spans over everything. I don't care what you're doing listening to this broadcast. It encompasses everything. Why do you do what you do? Every day, why do you wake up? And you can say, well, I still have purpose here, but you're not trying to find that purpose. Why are you here? What keeps you going every day? Some people say, well, I gotta eat. I gotta have a shelter over my head. That's motivation. And that keeps you in the average category.
Right.
Right? That keeps you right there.
Because everybody gotta eat.
Everybody gotta eat. Everybody has to have shelter.
Right.
So that keeps you walking down the same street wearing the same clothes as everybody else is walking.
Right.
But why are you really here? God didn't put you here to be average. He put you here to be above average and to do what he put you here to be. And that's something different. If that's something different than everybody else is doing, then that means you're above average. So if you haven't found that thing that you need to be doing, then you can't. It's hard for you to really move for your why because you don't know your purpose yet. So your why, we always say, should make you cry, right? And I didn't understand that statement in the very beginning of our journey. I really didn't. I thought it was just something sexy to say, you know, and your why should make you cry until I got a real why. Mm. Right. And if you're on this broadcast today and you're doing whatever it is that you're doing, I don't care what it is. And you right at this very moment, think about your why. Just think about your why. Just take a few seconds to think about your why.
But, you know, sometimes...
Take a few seconds to think about your why.
Okay.
So when you think about, when you thought about that why, did it make you emotional? Did your body tingle? When I think about my why, my body tingles. I get these little bumps all over my arm. And I actually start feeling as if I want to shed tears when I think about my why. If your why didn't do that for you, then redefine your why. Because your why is the thing that's going to keep you committed. And it's the thing that's going to keep you consistent. And it cannot be you. Because you quit on you every day.
Right.
You're going to do that. You're going to have multiple moments of the day you're going to want to quit on you. And one of those moments will grab you and you'll quit on yourself. And you'll quit for not just a day, you'll quit for weeks and months at a time. But when somebody else is dependent on you to do what you do, to believe as hard as you believe, to become the person that you're called to become, then there's something about that that makes you not want to quit. So committed, consistent, and actually moving toward what you're doing by sticking with it and not quitting on it. That's what your level of belief or you believing in what you're doing.
That's good. Because your why is always bigger than you, mm-hmm. just like you said. And it's an emotional attachment. And I know just from talking to people every day that, you know, because it's one of the questions that we ask, you know, what's your why? You know, we want to know. If we don't hear it in a conversation, because many times, when you just talk to people who are new or what have you on our team and things like that, you can hear if there's passion, because there's passion behind your why. Okay, that's the reason mm-hmm. why you're emotional. It drives you.
Right.
It brings you to a level to where you want to cry about it. But sometimes people don't really know their why. And just like Nate was saying, you got to take the time to identify, because we're not called to save the world, y'all. Okay, we're not. We're not called to save the world, and sometimes you can think that that's what you're here to do. You are called to live in your purpose, on purpose, and there's certain people that are attached to your purpose, but your why is deeper than that. Your why, you know, has that emotional connection to whatever it is, the purpose that God has for you to do, and it's going to be the very thing. Yes, you're going to change a lot of lives in the process through your story. But you have to understand that why is something that's near and dear. That why is something that you'll fight for. That why is something that you'll get up every single day and you're literally willing to die for. So what is it that you're called, and what is it that is why that's going to get you up every day, that's going to cause you to believe in yourself, to believe bigger, because you got to have that belief that really is unstoppable. Because when you have that level of belief, you become no proof, you become resilient, you become unstoppable, you become a person of action. Action, act on it every single day. You take action every single day because you believe in your why and why you're here and what you're called to do. So it causes you to move to action when you know exactly what it is that you want.
That's a good word. Action is a good word. Act I on.
Yeah.
A good word. And here's the thing, though. I think in life we tend to, Pam, I think we tend to, our priorities get skewed. Mm-hmm. we don't do what we do for there are people that do for self. I mean, let's just take it, talk about us. And if you guys are on social media right now, if you relate to what I'm saying, then respond that way. Hearts, whatever you want to do. But here's the gut punch, or here's the reality check for people. For Pam and I, it's not just it's there's a time in your life when you really, really need things. But it for Pam and I, it's not just about the money. It's not about seeing how much money we can wake up and make every day, right? So this stuff right here, this money, that's all the money I got. I'm broke.
You focus on that.
This stuff right here, this is it's paper. We need it. But here's the thing.
Can't be the focus.
Chasing this will give you one of the emptiest feelings that you have ever had in your life. Just chasing this. If you wake up every day just chasing money, when you finally get it, you'll look behind you and you'll see everything is in turmoil. You'll see that your life is in shambles, but you finally got this, and this will not buy you happiness. It'll buy you a car. It'll buy you a house. It'll buy you food. You can go eat wherever you want to eat. You can go do whatever you want to do, but it will not buy you happiness. And one of the things we learned that if you believe in something, you cannot believe in things that are material. Your belief system or your level of belief has to be in God's greatest commodity, and that's people. If you find a way to help people find themselves, that's the greatest feeling in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can find a way to get a person to believe in themselves, their abilities, who God created them to be, discover who they are, it's like one of the most gratifying feelings that you ever have in life. Because now you're able to, you're not, I can give you $40 today because you need $40. You take that $40 and you handle what it is you need to handle, right? And once you handle it, now you were short that $40, but why were you short that $40? We need to find out what happened to make you short that $40. And that's the money discovery, right? So now I'd rather help you find out why you're short than just continually give you $40 every week, right? So the greatest commodity in life is people and helping people understand and believe who they are.
Right.
And when you get people to that level, that means that now they can help somebody else get to that level. But man, I'm just gonna be honest with y'all. I'm gonna be honest with y'all, man. I'm gonna keep it 100 as I always do. It's one of the hardest things to do. But let's talk about why it's one of the hardest things to do. Because when we're going through life, guys, we end up allowing ourselves to get firmly planted into a socket that makes us believe that we can't unplug ourselves.
Huh.
And to unplug yourself from something that you believe in that's failing you, to believe in something that's going to move you forward is the hardest thing to do. Because when you plug something in, you move forward. Think about the plug, guys. When you plug it plugs in and it stops. It goes no further. When you unplug it, you have to back up. You have to back it out of the socket and find another place to plug into.
Mm-hmm.
People aren't willing to make that small transition.
Painful.
It's painful to unplug and plug into something that's moving you forward. And here's how we do it. Here's what happens. There's the excuses that happen. You're not going to unplug because it's never you. You're never the problem.
Mm.
You're never the reason why you're not moving forward.
Mm.
It's never you.
Taking responsibility.
Right. But the reality is, it's always you. Always. You control you. 100% of the time. And the moment you lose control is the moment you lose your very life. And your life spiritually is how you find your purpose, because you, now you're connected to the wrong source. So you're believing in something, but it's not the right thing. And once you figure out the right thing, then now you can move forward. Now, I'm going to be biased for a moment, Pam. Let's be biased for a moment.
Okay.
And we're going to talk about, you know, the company that we're a part of. We rarely do this on the show, but I think it's warranted now because our level of belief is there. We're going to give you guys a great example of this, okay? Those, a lot of you that know us, you know we're part of a company called Total Life Changes. And Total Life Changes has great products, and we're not just saying that to be biased. They actually work,
right?
Right. But here's the other part to that. In the very beginning, yeah, the products, here's the thing about it. The products has always worked, but here's the thing. The company hasn't always been clicking on all cylinders, right?
Right.
To get products out, we've ran out a couple products here and there. There's been some transition periods that the company has gone through, and you know, things, okay, things trying to get right, and boom, boom, boom. And the whole time you got people like rats jumping off the ship, jumping back on, and it's cool people jockeying back and forth. It's like a race, you know, it's like, oh, I don't want to be in when it's gonna hit that wall. Let me move. So, but people are jumping off because they don't want, they don't have enough vision.
Belief.
Belief.
That's what you
actually
believe.
Stay,
you don't jump ship.
On the ship.
You stay
right?
On that ship.
Now, there are moments when you should jump ship, okay?
Right.
There are moments, okay?
Right.
Because I don't want you guys to just to get it twisted. There are moments when you should jump ship on the thing that is actually, that is not serving you.
Right.
Anymore.
No longer
right?
serving you. And
no
it's
longer
not lining up
you
with
anymore.
Your purpose.
Yeah, when it's not lining up with your purpose. When you are, when you get to that level in life, and your life, man. Yeah, when you realize that, okay, I'm good, but everything that I committed to in the beginning has changed. The vision has changed. Everything has changed. It's like at that point, it's like when the Titanic hit the iceberg. It was going down. It was no longer a whole ship that was going to be repaired and was going to sail again. It was never going to float again.
Right.
It's time to jump ship.
Time to jump.
Okay. Growth, belief is all a part of commitment and consistency. It's all intertwined in there. If the core value and the core purpose of a thing does not change, where are you going? What you doing? You can't keep saying that it's them and not me.
Right.
You have to be responsible for your change. This is where your journey begins, with your belief. How much do you actually believe in the thing that you're in? Right. And I see, and I'm gonna give a shout out. I see a young lady on here that I actually went to YouTube and listened to her YouTube that she had. And very, very, man, very, very heartfelt. What just happened to my, okay, here we go. Very, very heartfelt, man. I mean, I was in tears listening to it. And it was just amazing to hear what epiphany she had. And her name is Alana McNeil. She's actually on this broadcast right now. Pam, and I actually listened to your YouTube about your aunt yesterday, and moved us to tears, because what I got out of it is that your lesson learned was you should have punched fear in the face and actually shared these products with her, and you didn't get the opportunity to do that, or you didn't do that. And that hurt you to the core, because
right.
Now, you know, rest in heaven, your aunt's no longer here anymore as of the 16th. And that was very heartfelt. But you had the foresight to actually jump on YouTube and do a video about it. And that video that you did you understood that it was going to help somebody not make that same mistake that you made.
Right.
And when you did that, you don't know how many people you helped. And that's the epitome of what I mean when I say believe. Believing in something means that you punch fear in the face and you share it with other people, even if you're not getting paid to do it.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's good. You're right. You know, belief lets you realize that you're possible. Belief lets you realize that it's beyond you. Belief is the key to everything. And so until we really understand that, then what ends up happening is fear creeps in, fear stops us, fear holds us down, keeps us back, doesn't allow us to move forward. Fear will end up keeping us plugged into that socket, understanding that, you know what, sometimes we got to unplug ourselves in order to move forward, not worrying about the pain of today, because understanding that the pain is our power. The pain is going to be the very thing that helps us to understand who we are and what we can become. So the only way for us to get ourselves to the next level in life, it all starts, the foundation
mm-hmm.
is belief.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until we started to really believe. I never forget a book that changed my life, The Magic of Believing by Claude Bristol. And I began to really say, okay, belief is the key. Because the reason why I'm not doing the things that I need to do today in order to create my tomorrow, because you do realize that what we're doing today is what's creating our 90 days from now. What we're doing today is creating our future a year from now, 2 years from now. What we're doing today and what we do every day is building upon the future. And so it wasn't until I began to understand, well, Pam, you don't believe. You really don't believe in anything that you desire to have. Because if you did believe, then you'll become unstoppable. You won't care what other people say.
Say that again.
Really believe, you will become unstoppable. You don't care what other people say. You don't care what other people do. You don't care who don't believe in you. You don't care about anything. You just know the power of your belief, and you get up and you move forward knowing that as you believe, as you grow, as you speak the things that you want to become, because it's powerful. I am, I am, I am, I am. I don't care what it looks like today. And as you begin to speak these things, you begin to become these things. You get yourself to the point where you're in a zone, that's where you get yourself to the point where you're in a zone, and you're like, you don't hear nothing on the left. You don't hear nothing on the right. You are focused. Belief creates focus. You focus because you know. You already see the vision because the vision is clear. Okay, belief creates clarity in the vision, which now is going to accelerate every single goal. And so now you focus. You don't hear no noise. All you know is what God has shown you. All you know is that it's yet for an appointed time. And you get up every day and you fight for the very thing that you want. You see, belief lets you know the power within. Belief gives you the strength to get up every single day and to fight that battle, because you know that that battle is already won. And so you get up every day, and I get chills for real, because mm-hmm. y'all got to understand, belief creates passion. Belief helps you to know your purpose. And once I began to understand that I needed to believe more, I was the woman who didn't know my full purpose outside of being a wife, outside of being a daughter, outside of being a mother. But when I began to believe in me for real, that's when I got up and said, oh, no. But get out of my head thoughts that I don't have no talents and no gifts. I was the one. I felt like I had no talents. I felt like I had no gifts. I felt like I was the one that was overlooked, right? That little child that just, you know, couldn't do anything in life, okay? But once I began to believe, don't worry about it. I don't care what you got to say, because mm-hmm. nothing can shake me. Nothing can break me. Nothing can take me off of what God has now shown me that I already needed to do for a long time ago. But I tell you, it took me almost 40 46, 45 years of my life to get there. Some of y'all young. Some of y'all got the opportunity to have more than half of your life to now move forward in the things that you are to become. Don't wait until you're 50. Don't wait to get it. Get it now, because you got the power to believe in you and to become everything that God created you to be. And then you wake up every day with that passion, with that excitement. There's nothing like waking up every single day excited about life. Does that mean that everything around us is gravy? Heck no. Y'all, we got a story for real, but you know what? We don't focus on none of that. We understand that, you know what? It's a part of our process. We understand that there's people out there that's connected to us, that's dependent upon us to lead the way, to show the way, to let them know. Number one, y'all got to see the God in us, because it's the God in us that now that now comes to the outside, all right? So we understand that we got to be an example in this world, right? And that's going to be the very thing that helps to change the next person, that helps the next person to believe in themselves, to know that they are possible. We just like you. We just made a decision to not remain in the situation. We just made a decision to not focus on the challenges, the hurdles, because we understand that we need to smile in the midst of the pain and to understand that, you know what, God got greatness coming out of this. When you believe, that's the point you get yourself to. When you believe, you understand that, you know what, the greater the challenge, the greater the victory. When you believe. And you smile in the midst of the pain.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. So we're about three quarters of the way across the bridge.
All right.
We got a little bit further to go.
A little bit further to go. So we got to cross them all the way over.
So here's the gut punch. You know, you just heard a lot of motivation, a lot of inspiration, but here's the gut punch. Okay, and I believe this is what's missing, in a lot of people's lives is the ability to take the gut punch, and more so the ability to receive the gut punch, which entail create the comfort zone. When everything else is moving above you, you scrunch down so that you don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
And it don't hit you when it passes by, you pop back up. It's like that little game that we used to hit the little thing. And it pops its head up, and if you hit it, you know, you get points. But you become real successful at keeping your head down and not getting in the way of the success.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is, it's not success without failure is impossible. And I believe a lot of people
are afraid
to fail.
Yeah, whack-a-mole.
Yeah, whack-a-mole. That was it. So if you understand how this works, and you guys hear our heart on this, because this isn't a game, this is real life. If you understand how it works and you believe in what you believe in, then the comfort zone is not desirable to you. I heard a gentleman say on stage this weekend, he said, I used to go to the fast food joint. I used to get the double cheeseburger. That's the big burger, I'm assuming.
Right.
The double-double, I never heard of a double. He had said the double-double.
Yeah,
I never heard of that.
He said
he'd get the double-double, and he would get the animal fries. Most certainly never heard of that. All I'm thinking is like huge stuff.
A lot of food, right?
And he would get the extra-large Coke. And then he would finish, and this is one of the transformation winners.
Mm-hmm.
Then he would finish, you know, his food, then he would finish his wife's food,
and his.
And he would finish his kids' food.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, you know, obese, and it wasn't until he finally made a decision, something triggered in him, and he finally decided to do what it is that he needed to do, and his why got strong enough for him to push forward, and he no longer craved. When he started really taking these products, he said, you know, I created a different lifestyle. And he said, you know, I no longer want it. Soda doesn't turn me on
mm-hmm.
anymore. I no longer want to go get the double doubles and the animal fries. He said, every now and then I like to have a good burger. Every now and then I like to have, you know, a nice dessert. But he said, my lifestyle has changed. And his lifestyle changed because he made a decision to no longer be comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And
I got something I want to add. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
No, right. He made the decision to no longer be comfortable. But also what was powerful, too, in his story was we have to understand that us making a decision to believe in us and to change our ways to get ourselves out of our comfort zone, there's somebody out there that's dependent upon that belief. Because once he began to believe in himself and he changed his lifestyle, his entire family, all of his kids,
his whole family,
all of his kids stood up. Because they had been, he had been a part of PLC for like 2 years, right? Not his wife doing the business, right? And literally, once he believed and he changed his lifestyle, every single one of their children stood up and was a product of our product, had a health weight loss testimony. Somebody is out there waiting for you to believe.
And believe it in yourself first.
Right.
That's where it starts.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to be easy. I would be,
right,
you know, a crazy to stay and tell you it's going to be easy. No, change is never easy.
Never easy.
And
mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. When you believe, as Pam said, you're not concerned about what people feel about you or what people think if you know you're doing the right thing.
Right.
You're concerned if you're not doing the right thing. But when you know you're doing the right thing, you're on path, you're focused, you don't care what people think.
Right.
But here's the thing. Failing at what you do repeatedly creates the armor that you need and creates the lessons that you need to learn to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Giving yourself permission to actually fail is all a part of your process. And when you get to that point in your life to where you're okay, you're comfortable with understanding that failure is loss is failure, it's impossible to keep the same, I'm going to say this the right way, it's impossible to keep the same average people in your life and be successful. It's just impossible. If you still have the same people around you every single day, 10 of y'all, and y'all all doing the same thing, stuck in the mud, and then you're going to just be, you're just average. But people are going to fall away from you. You just have to be prepared for it. And success is no respect of person. It doesn't matter who it is. It could be mama, daddy, auntie, uncle. It doesn't matter who it is. But you have a responsibility to your purpose to move up and not stay stuck.
Right.
And when you stop moving in your purpose, you stay stuck. And then now you get in that comfort zone and you no longer move forward. So now here we are. You're telling yourself, I'm giving myself permission to fail, and I'm not concerned about who is worried about is dragging me down. It's like the rocket ship that takes off. The space shuttle needs to take off, but it needs those initial rocket boosters to actually to break the gravity. What are you using today as your rocket booster? What is your why? Get a why that's strong enough to be your rocket booster to take you off. Because some of you are procrastinating. Some of you are making people you're doing something that you're not. And at the end of the day, it's not hurting anybody except you.
Right.
So we have to, guys, this is a tough message, but and I don't care about the time. I want us to really get this because there's somebody out there right now that has started something that isn't doing anything. And I like what I was saying in her video. For those of you that were on Blog Talk Radio, you know, we appreciate you guys chiming in. Go to Facebook Live, go to the Grind 101 if you want to continue this conversation with us. Make sure we don't have anybody here before I make this last statement. So I like what Alana was saying in her video when she said, you know, if you have products sitting in your possession, you've got about a 2 week window to where you're either going to sell those products or you need to give them away.
Right.
If you're sitting on products in your house and you're on social media, like, look at all these products that got, and you got a warehouse in your house, and she said, you should go into warehousing. You should not be a life changer.
Right.
People that are life changers, we change lives.
By moving products.
Yeah, and also I love the whole thing you did because it was very heartfelt.
Yeah.
Passionate. And passion is our fuel.
It is.
When you grab our core values, then your business starts to grow. You start to grow. People around you start to be successful, and everybody gets better. But she said, you know, you should be a warehouser. If you're not in warehousing, then why are you a life changer? There are people that are going to say, you know what, I don't want to be. You guys are life changers. Are you going to save the world? You know, those are the people that you're going to encounter.
Right.
Those are the tests that you're going to have to go through as a life changer. And we always, how to build fire in your multi-level marketing business, guys, I talked about the Jesus mentality. You can't save everybody, right? But you call to save everybody that you're called to save.
Mm-hmm.
So that means you do what you can do while you're here with what you have. Stop sitting on stuff that can help other people. Grow yourself into
right.
the person that you're called to become, and it'll be the shining light, the beacon for somebody else to actually punch fear in the face and move forward.
Believe. For real, when you believe, you do all of that.
Man.
You tie it all together. You just got to believe, for real. You know, I mean, that's the one word. When you believe, everything comes together. Everything ties together. And so, you know,
So get off the couch. You know, here's the message. Get off the couch. Stop procrastinating. Stop saying something that you're not.
Dream.
Give yourself permission to fail, which in turn moves you into success. Understanding your process, understanding how it works, understanding that you can have all of the motivation, inspiration you want to have. But until you say, I am created for greatness and I will put forth the action necessary to be great. Until you say that, ladies and gentlemen, nothing happens. You just become a tombstone in the grave that says shoulda, coulda, woulda, and all of my hopes, dreams, and aspirations die right here, and they're all buried with me. Until you do this, ladies and gentlemen, nothing else happens for you. Nothing else moves. Believe in you and your abilities, and amazing things start to happen for you. And it's going to be a process that you have to go through. It's not going to be the shining light down there where you are first, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be down there, all right? You're going to have to get in those trenches and really, really go through your process. You're going to have to do personal development. You're going to have to put something in your ear and, you know, and in your the words that come out based on here, right? And I got to turn to, you know, talking about the mental. Because I'm always about the 3%. When you guys see me doing this, I'm always saying the 3%, right? 3%
mm-hmm.
is mind, body, and money,
right?
So you tap into all three of those. You can't tap into the money wholeheartedly to keep it until you get mind and body ready, right? So we talk about the mental a lot on this show, the mental a lot, because everything starts within this 6 inches, right, between your ears. So the mental is there, but we have a term that I want to introduce to you guys, all right? It's called HTM. If anybody knows what that term means, put that in here if you know. I'm going to give you guys a little bit of time to tell me. If you know what HTM means, let me introduce you guys to this term, all right? And you'll remember it for the rest of your natural-born lives when I tell you. If you know what HTM means, okay, put it somewhere in here. Take a stab at it, all right, because this is another gut punch for somebody that needs to hear it, but somebody's going to not like me. Somebody's going to say, you know what? That dude's right. Dang, gone it. Nobody, HTM. Anybody know what HTM stands for? It's going to be good, man.
I know.
It's going to be good. it's going to be good. All right? This is going to be good.
Oh,
it's
going to
save some people's lives.
Right?
It's going to save some people's lives. Yeah. I appreciate y'all hanging on. Nobody knows what HTM stands for.
We got one guest. Have to move.
Have to move. That's good. That's
all right.
Good. All right. That's the mental aspect. We're talking about the physical aspect now, right? HTM. Y'all ready? Who wants me to tell? Who wants
Facebook
me to tell you what
they
HTM?
They're not taking no
stabs. Who wants me to tell what HTM stands for? Don't be scared. Remember, punch fear in the face Give me some hearts if you want me to tell you what HTM stands for. All right? If y'all don't want me to tell you, I won't tell you. I'll keep it to myself, and me and Pam will just benefit from it all by ourselves.
It's a hate. Right? Tell us.
They want to know. I don't think they. I'm like your boy on the show. Yes. You can't handle the truth.
Yes, they can. Why
you can't handle it. Y'all can't handle the truth.
Well,
because this phrase right here, you're going to think about. You're going to think about for your natural born rest of your life.
Right.
Right?
I just said hello.
Every time you go somewhere, you're going to think about this term. Right? I'm saving y'all.
Get ready. Come on.
HTM. Is hand to mouth. Hand to mouth. What is your hand to mouth ratio? How many times a day are you putting your hand in your mouth with something bad in it? Right? How many times a day? Check your HTM factor, okay? When you go through that drive-thru today, when you go through that drive-thru today at lunchtime, think about it, HTM. What am I putting in my mouth that's in my hand right now? Look, guys, we're not trying to make y'all health nuts, but we promote lifestyle.
Right.
Okay?
Y'all
Pam and I had,
everything.
Let me tell you something. I had a piece of red velvet cake last night for my daughter's birthday.
Right.
I had a piece of red velvet cake, a little piece of red velvet cake, right?
I did too.
Pam did too.
I sure did.
But guess what? Our lifestyle says we work out almost every day, right? We do something to move our body at least 30 minutes a day. We take these products every day, at least the three staples, the tea, the Nutriburst, and the NRG. I promise you, if you take those three and you watch your HTM, there's no way you can't be great physically. Nobody's telling you to be a supermodel. I'm talking about feeling great. I'm talking about having more energy. I'm talking about losing some inches, losing some weight. I'm talking about smiling more, being happier, putting all the vitamins in your body that your organs need. It's a lifestyle.
Right.
It's not a prison sentence. It's a lifestyle. I'm not giving up sweets. I'm not giving up. Yesterday we had some soul food, y'all.
Yes.
Some macaroni and cheese, some collard greens. The collard greens were a little suspect. A little suspect, the collard greens were. But the mac and cheese, the fish, and the the candy yams were great. So we didn't eat that great. So we got a lot of work to do, right, today and the rest of the week. We eat like that every day.
Right.
But it's lifestyle, guys.
Yes.
Okay? Change the way you look at things. And the things you look at will change. God bless y'all, man.
God bless y'all. Yes.
Y'all have a great day. We love y'all.
Love y'all. Relationship.
We want y'all to move
forward.
Relationship, man. HTM. Stop them kids. Stop your spouse from doing the wrong thing. That's a good one. Hold your spouse accountable.
And he hold me accountable.
Yeah. I try. Pam get mad at me sometimes.
Be like, you know what?
Pam be like, you know what? I think I want to get. I'd be like looking at her. She'd be like, what? I can have. I'd be like, okay. Go ahead. Don't hit me.
But I had to realize I don't have the same metabolism as
even though I have a high metabolism, guys. Even though I have a high metabolism, I still can't eat anything. It's unhealthy.
Right.
So I'm putting a lot of sugar. I call sugar. All the sugar, I call it diabetes, and I call salt high blood pressure.
I'm right. You got the kids walking past big candy stores in the malls, and Jaden say, look at that's diabetes, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, I can't.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change.
Right.
Guys, we got to do better, you know, on what we put in our mouth. HTM, man, hand to mouth. We got to think about the things we put in, no matter what these taste buds are telling us, because them taste buds, man, they get you in trouble.
Right.
We want to taste everything. We want to taste. Everybody say, well, they changed the flavor of the fries. No, they put more salt on them. Okay? Oh, they get, no, this soda tastes better. No, they put more sugar in it.
Mm.
So they're killing us to make money. And I'm not trying to be the health nut on here for you guys, but some things are blatantly right in your face.
Right.
And you don't get it. But here's the thing, guys, have a healthy balance of what you do. I understand, man. I like, you know, a little sugar and a little bit of salt every now and then myself. But I'm not going to make it a habit every day knowing that it's hurting me. So the relationship, hold your spouse accountable no matter how mad they get, okay? Hold, even if they still eat it, you know you shouldn't be eating that, right? Say it to them. You know you shouldn't be eating that, right? They know that you're right. They may get mad for a moment, but remember this phrase. I'd rather hurt your feelings than harm your future. And they'll love you for it later.
Yes, they
right?
Do. All right, y'all. Thanks for jumping on the grind this morning. We appreciate each and every one of you. We know Blog Talk Radio ended a while ago. But join us back Thursday. Same place, same time, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. As we come forth with another topic. Who knows what that'll be. All right? So y'all make it a great day. See y'all later.
God bless y'all.
We're closing out.
We're closing out. We want to just stay up. We ain't put no music up. God bless y'all, man. Have a good one.
Y'all want me to say? No. See y'all later. Thanks for jumping on. They don't usually mess with our grinds, what?
Yeah, they do.
They do?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't think, because it's a Facebook Live. If we was coming from another platform, because they have not messed with our Be Live.
Maybe we need to look at them.
They have not messed with our, because Gwen be playing Michael Jackson at the beginning of all of our Be Live. So.
Maybe we get
them. And they stay up.
So it had to be a reason why. Because I used to do Be Live on the grind. But it was the free version.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I started doing it, and then people were telling me they couldn't get on with Be Live.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to figure out why. Maybe they fixed that part of it. Oh, I got to take my truck down here. Let these people look at what's going on. I couldn't find my charger. Gosh, I know Jay picked it up.
Out of your arm. You know what? Yeah. You know what? Which one? My computer charger.
This is yours. Oh. Can't find mine. I know Jay picked it up. Oh, you know what's right here. What you got to say? What's got to be done to the truck now? The brakes are still squealing, so I got to get these rear, what you call them, done. The rear rotor. They got to put their rear rotors on. Got to get that done. That's why the brakes are still squealing. I'm getting them to look at this light one more time and see what the deal is. Make sure it ain't something that they did before I take it down to Cadillac. Because I'm getting sick of this now. Call these people.
Okay, because I need to. Let me see.
Yeah. What else you gotta do then?
Well, let's see.
I mean, we could probably just rent a car. No, it's not that serious.
Let's see.
Right.
But we will need to depend on what we decide to do with Z. She has to. Thank you, Fire Shop. We're out here.
It's Thomas Nathan McCray. How are you?
Good, yourself, sir.
I'm good.
Hi, good morning.
What you
got, baby?
Go ahead and I'm going to bring you up. Go ahead and do the rotors today,
huh?
The rotor on the back. Rotors.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
You want to eat something? It really don't be a deal. All right. Thank you.